Father God, we come to you once again, Lord, and thank you for this day, Lord, and just to be in your presence. Lord, I ask that today that you anoint each person here to receive your word, Lord, and I ask that you anoint me to give it as you see fit, Lord, through the Holy Spirit, Lord. And I ask that the Holy Spirit lead this message and this service. And Lord, we just give you all the praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So today we're going to be in Ephesians 1, verses 20 to 23. And the name of this message today, can everybody hear me okay? I got quite the chest cold going on. Thanks, I appreciate it. So Ephesians 1, 20 through 23 says, which he worked in Christ when he was raised, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name, hear this church, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. How many believe Jesus is above all? Amen.
Amen.
And that's the name of this message today. Jesus above all. And we know as a result of Jesus Christ self-emptying and self-humiliation, God exalted him to the highest place of honor. Amen.
Amen.
He died on a cross for our sins. And Jesus, who stooped down low, was raised by the Father to his glorious position in heaven. The name that is above all names is the supreme name, the divine name, Lord. And this name acknowledges Jesus Christ's absolute lordship as divine King of the universe. And it brings with it the right to be worshiped. We talked about that today, you know, in Sunday school with prayer. How do we end our prayers? Right? Can end in amen, which means it's done, or in Jesus' name, right? Because that's where the power's at. That's where the power's at. And we see that throughout the Bible, the healings and the miracles done in Jesus' name. That's where the power's at. Power for salvation and redemption and justification and the whole other gamut is by his blood. We can only be saved through his blood. But there is power in his name. And it was humbling for the Son of God to become a man, right? He came out of heaven and became one of us, for us. Taking on the character of a servant was even more humbling. To be in a place of glory in heaven, and he came to be a servant, not to be served. So many in the church today, they want to be served, amen?
Amen.
That's not how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be servants to each other, to the people in need, to our neighbors. But Jesus went a step beyond. He was willing to die one of the most disgraceful forms of execution, falsely accused as a condemned criminal on the cross. Following his humiliation and his obedience, God elevated Jesus to the rightful place of glory. And after Christ's victorious resurrection from the dead, God bestowed honor upon his humble, obedient Son, setting him at the right hand of the Father, which we read in the scripture. And Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Ephesians 1:20, we're going to go back. Jesus is set at the Father's right hand, and he's seated there because his work is what? Finished. It's done. Amen. It's done. John 19:30 says, so when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he did what? Gave up his spirit. When we look back at the temple and the tabernacle, there were never any seats. There were never any seats in it. Does anybody know why? Because
they
prayed on their face.
Prayed on their face?
So when God sat Jesus down in his right hand, it was finished. The earthly priest's work was never done. Before Jesus, they had to keep sacrificing. They had to keep doing the works, right? They had to keep doing their works to keep in good graces of God. And no earthly priest, even today, could ever say it is finished. Jesus is seated far above everything. It is an absolute place of power. And he's seated above four areas that I want to talk about today, which really encompasses everything. Powers, names, all things, and the church. But first, let's talk about Jesus above all powers. In Luke 4, 6 through 8, and the devil said to him, "All this authority I will give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you worship me, all will be yours." And that's Satan talking to Jesus. Right? And Jesus answered him. What did he say? "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Does anybody ever tell the devil to get behind you?
Yes, I do every day.
Every day.
Every day, you got to get back.
Amen. Get behind me, Satan. God leads me.
Amen.
You're in the background, buddy.
That's right.
Stay back there. Stay back there. Not today, Satan. But we have to realize, and I'm not going to read it, but in Job 2, we know that Satan went to God, and God gave him the authority.
Yes, he did.
So Satan wasn't lying, right? He has authority. He has authority. But Jesus is above that authority. The main thing that Jesus, that the devil was telling Jesus, is that he didn't have to die for the world. You can have the world, Jesus. You can have it. You don't have to die for it. I got the authority. I give it to you. Jesus is like, that's not what it says. And he's like, what are you going to give me without me? Right? I made the world. Get behind me. Get behind me. In Luke 8, 28, 29, he says, "When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him." And this is the power that Jesus has over all principalities. "And with a loud voice says, what have you do what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." Jesus had power. He has power over the enemy. We forget that. We forget that. It says, "For he commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for it has often seized him, and he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles, and he broke the bonds and was driven by the demon into the wilderness." See, Jesus has power over all. He has power over everything. And power in the Greek is exousia, translates to authority. And Jesus is far above and has authority over all rule, government, authorities, powers, forces, and lordships over everything. And we often forget that. We do. Jesus is over spiritual powers, which we just read, right? Principalities. Jesus is over natural powers, right? There's no Mother Nature. I think we talked about this. It's God. God's over control of the weather and the snow outside and everything else.
Amen.
Right? He's in control over that. And all man-made powers. Jesus is over all of that. The second thing, Jesus is far above all that is named. This is very important. The power in the name of Jesus. We have to remember that. We have to remember that. Onoma is in the Greek. Name is onoma in the Greek, which means name, authority, another authority, amen, and character. Jesus is above every name and character type, above every name that has been, is now, or is to come, over every name in this world, over every name in the spirits, over every name in eternity. If anyone names anything, Jesus is over it, and there is power in the name of Jesus. Philippians 2, 9 and 11. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and of those under the earth. Where's that at? Hell. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now we know a name that is above all other names that are given on earth. There is no situation that is above the name of Jesus. No preacher, doctor, demon's name can be compared to the name of Jesus. Amen. For it is a strong tower where the saints run to. Amen? Amen. Whatever we face, our first option should always be to be called on the name of Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter what we're going through. That's the first thing we should do, is call on the name of Jesus Christ. For through that name, the foundations are shaken and the demons tremble. And we see the names. Diabetes is just another name. Anxiety is just a name. Poverty is just a name. Depression is just a name. Loneliness, unemployment, all those things keeping you captive is only a name, and Jesus is above them all. We got to know that. The Bible teaches us there's a name above all other names, that we know whatever circumstances, trials, tribulations we're facing, they are just names, which are all under the greater name of Jesus Christ. They're just names. Everything has a name. Carpet. Pulpit. Curtains. Right? Jesus is above them all.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So when you're so I need a drink of water on that one. So when you're feeling down and out, right, and in need of direction, and we all get that way, right? We all get that way. Where do we need to go? Call on the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We need to go to him, and he's going to set you free.
Amen.
He's going to set you free. And this includes all that's not included in the two previous categories, which all things are under the feet of Jesus. All things are under his feet. This is number three. Things that you might not be able to describe or put a name to it, it's under the feet of Jesus and subjected to him. There's things out there that we might not be able to give a name, or we don't know what it is. It's under his feet. Everything is under his feet. We need to know that. We need to know that. And in verse 22, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. And number four, Jesus is the head of the church. With Jesus being the head of the church, being a pastor of our church here, yes, I'm the head of this church. But Jesus is the head of the church.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus is the ultimate shepherd. Amen. He is the shepherd of his whole body. Pastors, ministers, leaders, and churches are under shepherds. Under shepherds. Yes, the shepherd, but Jesus is over all the church. He is the supreme ruler and the head shepherd. All others are under him. Jesus is the head apostle, the head prophet, the head pastor, and the head teacher, and the head evangelist. That's the fivefold ministry. See, the church is not an organization. Everybody thinks it's an organization. It's not. It's a group of called out believers. And we talked about this last week, about the predestination. You're predestined, once you be saved, to be part of the church. Predestined doesn't mean you're going to get picked to go to heaven or hell. Right? You're you're picked to be part of the church once you believe. Once you believe. But it's not an organization. It's a group of called out Christians, believers, who have Christ as their head. The church is an organism. It is an organism. It's alive. And should be alive as the body of Christ, working every part, every time. All day long. All night long. Right? It's an organism. It's forever moving. It's forever evolving. It's forever growing. It's not an organization. Although we all like to think it is. How do you belong to any organizations? Well, I belong to a church. No. It's an organism. It's the body of Christ. It's real. It's alive. The true church is one where Jesus is Lord and is given freedom to rule within the believer in the church. In this church, Jesus is the head of this church.
Amen.
And we give him the freedom, the Holy Spirit, to be in here always.
Always.
Always. We're never going to squash or quench or nothing. We have to be open, have our hearts open to allow Jesus to do whatever he wants in here. Amen? And that's all part of that. That's all part of that. He's given freedom to rule within each of us. Jesus is fulfilled in the church and continues to minister by the Holy Spirit through the church, which is you, the believers. When we leave here, we have to let Jesus be manifested in each of us to go throughout the world. Has to. I preach on this a lot. There are so many lost souls out there. They're going to stay lost unless somebody shares Jesus with them.
Amen.
We got to do that. We got to do that as part of his body. Right? And every part of the body has a function. Everyone. There's fingers, there's arms, there's legs. Right? People are doing things in the church. You pray. Right? You give. You do for others. All parts of the body. Sorry. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have been made to drink into one Spirit." We're together, church. We are together. The church is to be filled with Jesus to the point that he overflows so much that he is seen through you, the believing church. We have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We have to walk in the Spirit. We have to walk in Christ, so that people see Jesus Christ in each and every one of you as the body of Christ. We have to do that. Galatians 2:20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." If you're saved, you've been crucified with him. We have to die to self. We have to get rid of the garbage and move forward in Christ, so that people see Christ in us.
Amen. Yes.
Pray for that. Pray for that. No, not every day people aren't going to see Christ in us. Because what? We have that sin nature. We're going to be dumb. Right? We're going to do dumb things. But we need to repent. Move forward and let people see Christ in you.
Amen. That's right.
I don't want to have to bring up the Walmart story. Right? Christ was not, he was squashed that day at Walmart. Right? But we have to learn from those mistakes. We have to learn from those mistakes. Right? Because we all make them. But thank God we got Jesus Christ, and we can go and repent and ask for forgiveness for those dumb things that we do.
Amen.
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 This is a short one, but it's a powerful one. So, in conclusion, and as we close, I ask you, church, the body of Christ, do you allow Jesus to be above all? We have to speak his name over our issues, trials, tribulations. We have to let him be above all and give all to him each and every day. Our lives, our clothes, our homes, our cars, everything. It's yours, Jesus. As you bless it. Amen. He has to be above everything. But most of all, we got to get rid of ourselves and let him be above us.
Yes.
Right? Get rid of that pride.
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way. Amen. Get out of. Sometimes we can't get out of our own way. And do people see Jesus in you? Do people see Jesus in you? What actions do you do every day that allow Jesus to work through you?
Help somebody.
Yeah, there's lots of ways. There's lots of ways. Do people see Jesus in you? And I pray, each one of you that are in here, that they do. And does he overflow out of your heart, out of your mind, and out of your body? If not, why not? If not, why not? If he doesn't overflow out of your heart, your mind, and your body, why not? You need to take a step back and reevaluate your relationship with him. Letting everything that he is above control your life only pushes Jesus to the background. And what I mean by that, if we let all this other stuff control us, the world, our friends, our family, and everything else. Now, there are certain situations that has happened. I get that. But if we let the world control us, the lies and the deceit, and not put him above it all, then he's not going to flow. He's not going to flow. And if we let that happen, if we let our trials and our tribulations and everything else get in the way, that just pushes Jesus in the background. That pushes him way back down deep in our heart. We got severely blessed this week. Not severely. What's another word for that? Incredibly blessed this week. We've been battling taxes here. Everybody knows. Especially Brenda. She was on all my emails. We've been dealing with this for months. I gave everything to Jesus. Amen. I'm all being prideful. Because he has worked and blessed, and I'm confident that he's going to continue to do it. Amen. Although I get a little irate sometimes on my emails, and the flesh comes out a little bit.
He does. I hear it live.
But I give it to God. I really do. And they went to court. There was a whole, and I'm not going to get into particulars, but there was a whole mess of things that were happening. And we were going to, our school taxes, right, were $3,500. We didn't have money to pay the school taxes. They reassessed the building and the land, and our school taxes went down to $900.
Amen. Amen.
Went down to $900. Our city tax was cut in half, which was $1,400, and our county tax was less than $200, which got cut drastically too. We had the money in escrow from when we bought the building to pay the taxes, and we're going to get money back.
Amen.
But we do, but God blessed us to where we could be able to afford that. And it's over. And it's done with. And I don't have to send any more emails. The other thing is, I mentioned chairs, right? Chairs for the sanctuary. Brenda sent me a thing to go to the local school, and chairs weren't in that great shape. A couple days later, lady I talked to said, "Hey, we just found 300 chairs. Did I catch you? Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
We just found 300 chairs. Can you come look at them?" What?
God. Not for God.
Not for God.
Not for God.
Right? We got to give everything to God.
Right.
And we have to be patient that He is going to work, because He is above everything.
And His time is different than ours.
It is.
How many did you get?
I got to go to more and more. Yeah, He is above everything. And I'm not standing up here being prideful. I'm up here giving God all the glory. We've got to do that, because He is above all. He is above all powers and names, and all things are under His feet. And not only is He the head of the church, but He's head of everything. But let me ask you one more question. Are you freely submitting to His authority today? Are you submitting to Him? Amen. We need to. We need to.
Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Just as I am. God move.
Hallelujah.
As he has. And he will bless as he promises. There's no doubt in my mind or anybody else's. And we can just bow our heads and close in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for today and for the move of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, we just give you all the glory. Lord, there's not enough thanks that we can ever give or do for what you do for us and what you've done for us on the cross. Lord, I ask you to bless each person here. Lord, walk with them. Carry them when they need carried. Lord, you know what each needs. You know their wants. You know their hearts. And I thank you for that. Lord, we give this day to you and all the glory in Jesus' name. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.